Messages to Young People. Students required to be workers with God. The Lord has greatly honored men by giving Jesus Christ to recover them from Satan's claims. Will you be recovered? Will you have the precious gift of Christ? Or will you refuse his service? Jesus has said, "He that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad." He has said, "Without me ye can do nothing," and, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Everyone who seeks to do well in his own finite strength will find his efforts a failure. But those who accept Christ by faith will find him a personal Savior. They will enlist in his army. They will become his soldiers and fight the good fight of faith. If they are students in the school, they will feel that they are enlisted to make the school the most orderly, elevated, and praiseworthy institution in the world. They will put every jot of their influence on the side of God, on the side of Christ, and on the side of heavenly intelligences. They will feel it to be their duty to form a Christian Endeavor Society, that they may help every student to see the inconsistency of a course of action that God will not approve. They will draw with Christ and do their utmost to perfect Christian character. They will take upon themselves the work of leading the lame and the weak into the safe and upward path. They will form Christian Endeavor meetings to make plans that will be a blessing to the institution of learning and do all in their power to make the school what God designed and signified that it should be. They will have in mind the value and efficiency of Christian Endeavor meetings in preparing missionaries to go forth to give the warning to the world. Students should have their own seasons of prayer, where they may offer fervent, simple petitions that God shall bless the president of the school with physical strength, mental clearness, moral power, and spiritual discernment, and that every teacher shall be qualified by the grace of Christ to do his work with fidelity and with fervent love. They should pray that teachers may be the agents through whom God shall work to make good prevail over evil, through a knowledge of Jesus Christ, whom he hath sent. May God give the students who attend our institutions of learning grace and courage to act up to the principles revealed in the law of God, which is an expression of his character. Never be found disparaging the schools which God has established. If you have failed at any time, falling under temptation, it is because you did not make God your strength, because you did not have the faith that works by love and purifies the soul.